Blog Talk Radio.
There is coming a day when no heartache shall come, no more clouds in the sky, no more tears to dim the eye.
Beautiful, beautiful hymn, of course, a classic hymn. We are given to hymnody. We are invested in sacred hymnody. We love sacred hymnody. And that rendition of that classic hymn, again, is by Rosemary Simons. I've been playing her music all week. Welcome, welcome, welcome to another Manna from Heaven broadcast. Well, let me just remind you that today's Thursday and this coming Sunday, I'm going to be preaching, I'm going to continue that series of sermons on Are You Seeking for Jesus? Are You Seeking? And I'm going to be talking about the woman with the issue of blood. So let me just encourage you to invite someone new to church this week. Go through your directory, ask the Lord, pray to the Holy Spirit, say, Lord, who can I call this week? Who can I invite to church this week? Pastor's going to be preaching on Are You Seeking for Jesus? He's going to be talking about the woman with the issue of blood. He's going to be talking about people in desperate, dire situations. So pray. Pray to the Lord and say, Lord, prompt me. Tell me. Show me. Who should I invite this Sunday to church? Also, let me remind you, this Friday is Men's Fellowship. Friday, 6:30. So looking forward to it. We, the men, are talking about Noah. We're having a great time talking about Noah. And if you know a brother who needs to be at the men's fellowship, well, reach out and say, hey, our church has men's fellowship. We have, first of all, we have fun and games, which is a blast, because Brother Dick just enjoys doing the activities, and we enjoy it. We go around the table and we guess the answers, and of course, then after that, or before that, I guess before and after, we get to eat. And every time we have men's fellowship, it's always a surprise. There's always a nice spread, thanks to the sisters there. And so it's a great time in the Word, a great time of fellowship for the men, a great time of singing. And we just have a great time in the Lord. And looking forward to this Friday, 6:30. So, ladies, make sure that your men make it to the men's fellowship. Just remind them and say, hey, you need to hang out with the fellas. And so I got some phone calls to make. I got a few guys I want to target this week and say, hey, you need to be at the men's fellowship. Friday, 6:30. Let's get to our word today. We're talking about how God will help us. God will help us. Yea, he says, yea, yea, I will help thee. Thee. He's speaking personally. Yea, I will help thee. And then he's speaking collectively. He's talking to all his people. He's speaking to the entire church, but he also makes it personal by saying, I will help thee, thee, thee. Who doesn't need the Lord's help? I certainly do. I need the Lord's help every day of my life. We certainly need the Lord's help. Well, today we're looking at how we can secure God's help by putting complete faith and trust in him. How do we get this help? What is help again? The Hebrew verb. When God says, I will help thee, what does it mean? He means he will aid us. He will support us. He will rally around us. He will get us out of a tight spot. He will come to our rescue. He will lend a helping hand. Who wouldn't sign up for that? I certainly sign up for that. And listen, even if you don't sign up for it, it's yours because it's part of the package. It's part of what your benefits are as a result of being a child of God. It's part of the package. It's like, listen, Rachel, Maggie, Daniel, Madison, they don't need to know all the specifics as to what Daddy pledges to do for them. They may not even know. As my children, I will always pledge to aid them, support them, rally around them, get them out of a tight spot, come to their rescue, assist them, lend them a helping hand. It's part of being a dad. And that's their benefit of being what? A child. That comes with being my children. And so it is with God, our Heavenly Father. We may not know certain things that he has pledged to do for us, but he shows up and does them anyway. So, but I want you to know that when you put your trust in the Lord, you secure help from God. You know, there are people who deal with investments and they deal with finances and they deal with retirement plans, and the people who are involved in investments and in, you know, retirement plans, I've heard them all over the years. I've heard them in the business world. They've approached me, and I've seen them in the church, and they always say, you got to diversify. And listen, it's just anytime you deal with a financial advisor, sooner or later you're going to hear them say you need to diversify your investments. In other words, they'll say, this is what we used to say in the country. This is what we used to say in the homestead. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. And I lived, you know, that little saying, don't put all your eggs in one basket. I remember my mother giving me a basket with 6 eggs and giving my other brothers each a basket with 6 eggs. And the reason why she there were 4 of us, and she would give us all eggs in a basket, and 6 eggs each. Okay, take it to so-and-so. And the reason why she did that, because we kids fooled around from our house, walking in the country road from our house to the person's house that she was sending us. She knew that we would just, if there was a toad in the middle of the road, we would put down our baskets and run after the toad and look at the toad before he hopped into the grass and got out of sight, or, you know, if there was a mongoose or whatever. If there was a snake crossing the road, a turtle, whatever it was. So she knew she couldn't give one kid all the eggs because perhaps, you know, the eggs wouldn't make it. So she said, well, if I put them with 4 different kids, maybe 18 of them will make it. Maybe 6 will get, you know, destroyed. So she would diversify. That's where the old saying comes. Don't put all your eggs in one basket, especially with kids who are not focused, who are just into fooling around. Don't pay attention. Mama tells them what to do, and she gives them the full instructions, and we say, yeah, 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 yeah. But we're not really paying attention. We just, you know, we're just going about our way. But you see, when it comes to the Lord, he does not like diversification when it comes to putting your trust in him. For example, the psalmist says, some put their trust in horses, others in chariots. See, that right there you got diversification. But the psalmist says, but not us. Not us, the people of God. Some will put their trust in horses. Some in battle will put their trust in chariots, but we, the people of God, we only put our trust in the Lord. There's to be no diversification when it comes to God. There can be none. It's either God or nothing. If you don't put your trust in him, you really don't believe in him. What is trust? Well, this is how we define trust. Trust is firm belief that someone or something is reliable. That's trust. So how do we gain God's help? How do you gain God's help? How do I gain God's help? Well, we gain God's help by putting complete faith, trust in God. And when we put our complete faith and trust in God, that's when we secure help from God. No diversification. Don't go running to God and then go running to something else. No, it's got to be complete faith and trust in God. Now, when I mean don't go running to somewhere else, of course, you can run to the church and ask for help. And we as God's people are an extension of God, and we help because the Lord prompts us to help. I'm not talking about that. Obviously, you should rely on your brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, because we are an extension of the love of God. We are the extension of God in action. But I'm talking about putting your trust in diverse deities. You're not supposed to put your trust in God and then your trust in something else, like mammon. Jesus says, listen, you cannot serve God and you cannot serve mammon. Both require complete and total trust. If you put your trust in God, your complete trust in God, you're going to offend mammon. And if you put your complete trust in mammon, you're going to offend God. Gods don't like diversification. They don't like it. So we're supposed to put our complete, our whole faith and trust in the Lord. So let's turn to Psalm 37. Let's look at Psalm 37, which is our scripture text for today. God says he will help us. Well, Psalm 37, starting at verse number 39, says, but the salvation of the righteous is in the Lord. He is their strength in the time of trouble. Doesn't that sound like Psalm 46, verse 1? Sounds like Psalm 46, verse 1 to me. Then look at verse 40. And the Lord shall help them and deliver them. He shall deliver them from the wicked. He shall save them because they trust in him. Again. God will do what? What will he do? He shall help them, and the Lord shall help them. He shall aid them. He shall rally around them. He shall give his total support to them. He will come to their rescue. He will get them out of a tight spot. He will lend them a helping hand. And who are those that he will give a helping hand to? Those that put their trust in him. You got to put your trust in the Lord. Again, the word trust means firm belief, firm conviction that someone or something is reliable. Is God reliable? Absolutely. Is he reliable all the time? 1,000% of the time. He is what? Reliable. But not only reliable, he's true. God is incapable of lying to us. God doesn't say, I'll help you, and then leaves you in the lurch. God doesn't say, I'll help you, and doesn't show up. He's true. But not only is he true, he is also able to perform. God is able to perform. There's no mess that you can get into. There's no attack you can come under. There is no onslaught that can appear in your life that God is not able to rescue you. Remember, he is, according to Psalm 46, he's an ever-present helper, which means he's omnipresent. And not only is he an ever-present helper, focusing on that attribute that he's omnipresent, but remember, he is also omnipotent. He is all, nothing can invade your life. Nothing can make an encroachment upon you from which God cannot save. He is able to save. He is able to save. So again, Psalm 37:40, and the Lord shall help them. He shall. And who is the them? The righteous. Those who live by God's word and who walk in the reverence and in the fear of the Lord. Let me take you back to Psalm 115, which we read yesterday. Psalm 115, verse 9 says, O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. Again, you see the word trust? O Israel, all people of God, all 12 tribes, every family of Jacob, O Israel, trust thou in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. Then verse 10, O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. Listen, don't diversify. Why? Because if you diversify, then you're telling God he's not reliable. If you diversify, you're telling God he's not able. And he is reliable, and he is able. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O ye that fear the Lord, O ye righteous ones, O ye who live by God's word, fear the Lord, trust in the Lord, for he is their help and their shield. My goodness, trust. How do we secure God's help? By not diversifying, by trusting completely in the Lord. God is not going to drop the proverbial basket that has the eggs. You know, your hopes and your dreams and your desires for you and your family in this life are in the hands of God. God is not going to drop your basket of eggs. God's not going to say, well, you know, in order to make an omelet, I had to scramble a few eggs. God's not going to come up with that lame excuse. No. Your basket is secure in the hands of God. So remember, your help from the Lord. From whence comes your help? From whence does it come? My help comes from the Lord who made the heavens and the earth. I'm looking right now out this window here in my little studio. I look at nature. I look at the trees. Right now I see two blue jays doing the love dance there on a branch there. They've been chasing each other this morning. One blue jay is chasing another. Spring is in the air. Jesus said, consider the fowl of the air. They neither sow nor reap, neither do they have barns. They don't gather and put their, and yet your heavenly Father takes care of them. Aren't you much more valuable than they? Oh, my brothers and sisters, God is our help, and he says, I will help you. And he will. He always does. He always has, and he always will. Let me encourage you to trust only in the Lord. Trust only in God. Well, that'll do it for today. In keeping with my pledge, I'm keeping these broadcasts short. And I think I'm doing a pretty good job this week. If you compare this week's time to last week's, oh, it's considerably shorter. And I think I'm doing better. And thank you for being patient with me. And so I'll see you tomorrow for Friday as we wrap up this series on trusting in the Lord. Why? Because he is our help. God bless you. I leave you with Rosemary Simons. Little
Yeah.